Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Brand new week for you and me. And it's going to be an interesting one. Honestly, we are at a pivotal point. For those of you, and I know it's probably all of you, at least I hope so, that are following this, the MMRI, the Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Again, free to everyone on this planet who wants to use it. There is a link in the description of this video. Look what's going on here. You and I have been watching this trend. Look at this trend line. We are at it right now. Interestingly, or maybe not surprisingly, if you recall, Friday, something happened. And that was some entity out here was buying a lot of debt. One guess, and you better get it right as to who's doing that. And of course, that opened up that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. Had a nice rally. Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up like 500 and something points. And that, obviously, that debt buying is what pushed risk lower. See what I'm talking about? I circled that area for you. We are right at this support line as we are doing this video blog. Now, the trend is still higher. All right, that's where we are at. But if we break below this trend line, you can expect the stock market to go much higher despite the fact that we have an economy in free fall. And that, you know, you and I, we've been talking about this for years. Honestly, the faster the economy free falls, the higher the stock market's going to go. And this is all about massively inflating debt. Now, what do we find out? What did we cover just yesterday? Hidden in plain sight. If you did not see my Markets A Look Ahead video that I did yesterday, I showed you a couple of very interesting charts. One, right off the Federal Reserve's own website. You know, the truth is always hidden in plain sight. I tell you that all the time. Just since February of this year, the Federal Reserve has ballooned the money supply $1 trillion, not counting the $1 trillion being added to the debt every 3 months. This mechanism, massively currency negative, we're seeing the purchasing power of the currency, or the dollar in this case, evaporate before our eyes, and the propaganda, the distractions, the deceptions, the Federal Reserve coming, oh, that's interesting. So we understand that the Federal Reserve just came out with a new projection with regard to inflation. Well, let me just read this to you. This is a poll that I ran. Almost 3,000 of you participated in this. And let me read this to you just real quick. So this was my question. Do you trust that the latest projections from the Federal Reserve, remember, they're not federal and they have no reserves. The name alone is a fraud. Okay, anyway. Do you trust that the latest projections from the Federal Reserve regarding inflation dropping moving forward, this is what we've been hearing. Several Fed presidents were floated out. Oh, inflation is going to start dropping next week into the rest of the year and in 2025. Now, do you believe that this is true? Now, I wrote, before you answer, consider the fact, and this is a fact, look it up for yourself, that every single projection which the Fed has made regarding inflation has been wrong. Well, this is kind of interesting. So 5% of you believe that they trust that the Federal Reserve's projection will peak correct this time. I think that's a pretty high number. So 5% of you actually believe that this time, I'm laughing because I don't believe that's true, the projection is going to be correct. 93% of you said no, this is just another deception. And of course, no one will be held to account. In other words, this latest projection by the Fed will be wrong. I am in that camp. And the rest of you, there were a few that said other, that believe that the Fed is doing this deliberately, and they are. The Federal Reserve knows exactly what they're doing. And this misleading of the public with regard to projection after projection after projection with regard to inflation. Remember, right off the bat, it was temporary, it was transitory, none of that worked out. And the fact of the matter is, it can't stop. There are some people out here who are stuck in this deflationary belief that all of a sudden, by a miracle, your cash is going to be worth more money. Let me let you in on a little secret that no one's going to tell you. And I know there's a couple of people out there with some big lofty names that are calling for deflation. Some have been calling for deflation for many, many years, and they've been 100% wrong, of course. When you have a situation here like this, with the Fed again, is creating cash out of thin air, ballooning the money supply, although the economy is in free fall. I want to show you another chart or two in just a moment, just to prove that again, like you need any proof. I know you get it here. And you have the situation again where the central bank's colluding directly with our loving, caring representatives, are inflating the debt on a pace we've never seen before. It's impossible to stop all of those extra bills. It's impossible to prevent those extra bills from chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods. It's economics 101. And I want to show you another chart about that in just a moment. So forget about deflation. People think that the issue of demand is going to overcome these extra bills chasing the same amount of goods. I'm sorry. That ain't going to happen here. Unless we had some kind of a return to the past where Paul Volcker vaulted rates higher. And even that, in this case, is a completely different scenario. We can't stop inflation from coming. And let me let you in on the big secret is central banks fear one thing, one above all other. Do you know what that is? Do you know what central, if you had a guess before I tell you, what central banks fear above all things, what would it be? Any suggestions, any guesses? It's deflation. Central banks fear deflation more than any other thing. Why? Because the central bank's power resides in only one thing, and that is their ability to inflate. Consumer demand, consumer production, the economy in free fall, and we're still seeing inflation. Do you see what's going on here? Again, going back to the issue with the banks, with their balance sheets being loaded up on bad debt, even that isn't stopping it. Nothing is stopping inflation. And in this case, the Fed is going out of their way to create more inflation by ballooning the money supply. You know, while we're on the money supply, let me show you something here real quick. This is a chart here of U.S. manufacturing from, this is from 2021 until today. Do you notice anything going on here? This is business. This is investment. We've been talking about investment in business. It's cratering. This is in free fall. And this here is as a percentage of GDP. So U.S. manufacturing, however you want to look at it, is in free fall. Something else that's going on. So we got that. Now, this is U.S. productivity. You notice a trend here? This is from Q3 23 until now. These two things honestly are the reason why the mainstream media has decided to start to tell you the truth that the economy is slowing dramatically. I mean, we covered this yesterday as well, headline after headline after headline about how the economy is slowing. You see, the whole deception was, well, the economy is booming. Even our illustrious, beautiful man of a president said, you know, we're the envy of the world. But the fact of the matter is, this data that I just showed you is widely available. So they can't lie about it anymore. So they have to start floating out pieces of truth. The economy is in free fall. The world economy is in free fall. And this is what central banks are doing. They're bringing the economy to its knees. They're dismantling piece by piece the current situation only to issue in a new system. This is what they're working towards. You all know that. Now, just talking about like inflation and how you can't stop it. Have you seen this headline from today? Turkey's inflation passes 75%. And this is the rocket scientist economist. They believe it's the peak and they're going to be wrong. Let me just read this to you real quick. CNBC today. Consumer prices rose 75.45% in May on an annual basis. And on a monthly basis, according to the Turkish Statistical Institute, the sector seeing the steepest Annual price increases with education at 104.8%, housing at 93.2%, hotels, cafes, and restaurants at 92.9%. You know, this is what we have to look forward to as well. And we're being driven there. We're being pushed in that direction by design. Again, the current system is being deliberately taken apart along with an entire class of people. The system is being deconstructed. How do I say this another way? And we're witnessing it right before our eyes, and you can't possibly make this stuff up. So just real quick, with regard to the stock market this morning, we're pretty much flat. Nothing seems to be going on too much. Again, let's keep our eyes on the debt market. And just to tell you one more time, we're at a pivotal moment here. This is a pivotal moment for the markets. Are we going to bounce? Here's the question. Here's the question for all of you. Do you believe we're going to see a bounce again higher off of this trend line with regard to risk, which of course would push the market lower? Or do you believe we're going to break out to the downside and the stock market's going much higher? Again, keep in mind, this is a presidential selection cycle. There is no election. You all know that. You get it? Anyway, so we're going to need to keep our eyes on these things. Quick, does this surprise you? Does manufacturing and productivity, does this surprise you? No, because we've been talking about this again before everybody else. You know, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. Me, I look at dynamics that are driving the market. That's all I study. And it's cause and effect all the time. And, you know, again, most people, they get their information from the propaganda ministry and they're being told where to look, where not to look. And it's a grand deception on a massive, massive scale. Anyway, so that's kind of where we're at, people. And what are we going to do, you and me? What we've been doing. We're not going to stop doing it. Betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, hoarding commodities, staying long the market for now. I personally believe, okay, we're going to see a lot more easy money pumped into this market, more currency devaluation. That's what the Fed is doing. Why do you think that while the economy, I mean, this is, you know, manufacturing falling off of a cliff, while this stuff is going on in the rest of the economy, why is it that the Fed is inflating the money supply? At the same time, the economy is slowing down. This is deliberate. They're devaluing the value of the dollar or the purchasing power. And that guarantees more inflation. You understand? And in case you forgot, what do central banks fear more than anything else? What will they not allow to happen? Deflation. Understand? That's their greatest fear because their power resides in their ability to inflate. You learn something new, maybe some of you today. Anyway, with this said, people, we're going to call this. We will resume these festivities later on during the live stream. I really hope to see more of you there. 4:05 p.m. Eastern. And I want to thank all of you. On the first of every month, I ask for your support. Some of you do step up and support my work. All I ask for is $5. That's it. Once a month. I don't think that's too much to ask. I work my rear end off for you. And we got each other's backs always. If you want to support my work, please do so. There are several links in the description of this video. All right, look, I'll see all of you later. Love you live from the heart. And until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.